I really do trust that the students will end up saying probably 80% of what, you know, I would want to say in a large class. I mean, that's one huge advantage of teaching a large class. If you have 75 people in there, you have a lot of different ideas and skill sets and backgrounds and experiences. And so I think if you've scaffolded right, and that's huge. I mean, it's not just that having 75 people together means that they'll come up with the right ideas. But I think if you've scaffolded it correctly, students really will generate a lot of the things. I do think that the scaffolding is huge. And so, you know, for example, with this discussion, we had already essentially had two discussions prior to it in the class itself on that day with the text on text. So, you know, I had already seeded them with 20 different quotations from the readings that they had done almost entirely, although they weren't identified, they were anonymous, but they were, so I had seeded them with some big ideas from the readings that I wanted to make sure were still alive in their minds as we went into the whole class discussion. And then we had done the four corners or stand and declare or take, you know, forced choice, whatever you want to call it, which had done the reverse. So the text on text had taken the readings and surfaced particular ideas and claims from the readings. The four corners had taken experience, right? It was these scenarios. And so we had done both of those at considerable length before we entered the discussion, which meant a few things. First of all, ideally, we had already activated experience and research as parts of the discussion. We had also enabled them to get their most burning comments out already before they entered the discussion, so that the 45 minutes weren't spent with each person dying to say their 60 seconds about what they believed about the topic, because they had already gotten that, in fact, in writing through the text on text and then in the four corners, where they'd gotten lots of opportunities to talk to small groups about each other, you know, with one another, et cetera. And then the one other thing that we did is I gave them, you know, 4 minutes to write before we actually launched into the discussion. So I posed the essential question or the framing question that they had had when they had been reading, that, you know, it was sort of there throughout the class, but had them focus in on that one framing question and write down their own ideas. So that was also something that really then meant that they were not working things out quite for the first time at the moment of speaking. And I think as a process matter, it was so important for them to be able to moderate that discussion themselves. I mean, what I noticed when I was watching through the end of it, there was a woman who said at the end, you know, look at what we just did after knowing each other for only 3 days. This in itself is so rare. This is what we need to be doing when we go out and, you know, to our own settings as professionals and trying to promote that. And I thought that's good. And, you know, had I intervened, there wouldn't have been that sense of confidence and that insight, I think.